Mike Pence, will be watching voting in Georgia this time. By Charlie Spiring on January 4, 2021. Vice President Mike Pence reassured voters in Georgia on Monday that the Republican Party would closely scrutinize ballots cast in the Senate runoff election on Tuesday. "Our great Republican chairman in the state and our senators will tell you. We literally have thousands of people, don't we, Ralph? All across this state, that are watching this time," Pence said. "We're on them." Pence said the polls and absentee ballot drop boxes would be secured and that voters should be confident their votes will count. "You get out and vote tomorrow and you vote for Senator David Perdue, RGA, and Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and be confident," Pence said. The vice president campaigned for Perdue and Loeffler at a Georgia faith event in Rock Springs Church. Supporters chanted "Stop the Steal" in 4 more years during Pence's speech. One individual even urged Pence to do the right thing on January 6 by refusing the ceremonial certification of the Electoral College vote. Pence reminded supporters that Congress would address the doubts about the presidential election Wednesday, but that they should focus on the fight in Georgia for the next 24 hours. "I know we all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities," Pence said. The crowd applauded wildly after Pence said, "I promise you. Come this Wednesday we'll have our day in Congress, we'll hear the objections, we'll hear the evidence." He acknowledged some in the state were telling Trump supporters not to vote in the runoff election. "Men and women of Georgia, if you don't vote, they win," he said, as some in the crowd voiced their approval. "If you don't vote there could be nothing stopping Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from cutting the military, raising taxes, and passing that agenda of the radical left." The vice president said Perdue and Loeffler needed to secure re-election to stop Democrats from undoing what the Trump administration had accomplished. "We've got to have Georgia hold the line," he said emphatically. "Will you do it?"